A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to my Friday Five, and an especially warm welcome from the sunny shores of Turkey, where I am attending a well-being event called Harvest Kaplankaya, the biannual wellness festival at Six Senses Kaplankaya in Turkey. And it's a meeting of ideas, discovery, music and connection, bringing together some of the world's leaders in nutrition, mental health and physical well-being. Think, well, Europe's answer to the Goop Summit, maybe. A little bit less woo-woo, perhaps. Anyway, I am here to discover more from the world of well-being and to get us even more interesting guests for future episodes of the Lizzo Wellbeing Show. So watch this space. And of course, in coming here, I've had to do some packing for this short trip away. And so my team and I put out a call for questions on our social media channels, which I thought I'd go through today with a bit of a Q&A and hopefully some useful pointers that you might find useful for any future trips away that you might be planning, perhaps in the summer months ahead. Well, first up are a couple of questions around stress and anxiety while travelling. The first is from Alison, who wrote, "I find travel very stressful. Do you have any tips for staying calm and relaxed?" And similarly, Samantha wrote, "I have anxiety for the first few days because I miss home. Any tips for managing it, please?" Well, as a starting off point, we have lots of articles and resources for those with anxiety over on lizzolwellbeing.com, the mothership of all. But I've also recorded some really helpful podcasts on the topic, which you can find if you scroll back through the archives. These include Coping with Anxiety with Robin Seeger, a brilliant motivational speaker, by the way. And I recorded that one with him in the height of the pandemic when there was just so much anxiety around. There's also Menopause and Anxiety with Dr. Rebecca Lewis. And that specifically looks at how declining levels of estrogen can cause anxiety and what we can do to combat this, HRT being a great starting point to help ease anxiety during perimenopause, menopause, and beyond. Now, you can also travel with some really good, calming, healthy snacks. So cut down on the sugary carbs that can make us feel even more jittery. I like almonds, and they actually help with our serotonin levels. And that's a neurotransmitter that's a bit like a little ray of sunshine in the brain. And serotonin helps give us a feeling of calm and content. Now, the reason that almonds are good is that they are high in tryptophan, which makes serotonin. So you can snack on these on your travels. And they are my go-to snack, actually. I almost always have a stash, a bag or a little pot in my bag. Well, other strategies that can help are magnesium. That's the wonderfully calming mineral, along with some of the B vitamins, notably B5, otherwise known as pantothenic acid. My favourite here is helpfully called Chill Pill, and it comes from Strong Nutrients. We do actually have a 12% affiliate discount here if you use the code LIZLOVES, all in capitals, all one word. That's on Chill Pill from Strong Nutrients. And other strategies that work for me are weighted blankets, not good for travelling, of course, because they are, by definition, quite heavy. That being the point of them, unless you're travelling by car, perhaps for a staycation, then you can throw one in the boot, that would work. I also like the Life Armour Drops of Balance that contain adaptogenic herbs, very good for calming us down and taking the edge off anxiety. Now, we do normally have lots of Liz Loves discounts on all of these great brands. So if you just, again, head over to the Liz Our Wellbeing website for more information, just look for Liz Loves and they will all pop up. Now, the last thing that I always travel with is a tiny bottle of lavender essential oil. And I do pop a drop or two on my pillow wherever I am. And it just makes my pillow smell reassuringly like home, as well, of course, as having the sedating properties of the actual essential oil itself. It really works, and it is something that I don't ever leave home without. Well, moving on, Farm Fellows wrote in to say her main concern about summer holidays was how to afford it this year. And I can really sympathise here. And we do have an excellent feature on how you can plan to have a, quote, holiday at home, which can be just as restorative if you plan it right. And we have this article, you'll find it on lizourwellbeing.com. And if you just look for how to holiday at home, it's a really good one. And it talks you through all the different things that you can do. And often, you know, great days out, especially walks, can be very restorative, especially if you can take a mate with you, and almost as good as a mini break in itself. Well, we've also had lots and lots of questions about packing. So Amanda said, I am always overpacked. Any tips? And Barbie similarly said, any packing tips? I always bring too much. So, as you may have seen on my Instagram, I have been travelling quite a bit recently and I too have been fed up with overpacking. So what I did for this trip was I decided to be a little bit more organised and I laid everything out on the floor so I could see it all together in piles. So I had a pile of strappy tops, a pile of bottoms like skirts and trousers, pile of beachwear, dresses for the evening, etc. And then once I've got them all laid out, I went through how many days I'm away. So for example, if I'm away for 4 nights, I would limit myself to a maximum of 4 dresses, maybe less, and really analyse what I'm going to be wearing, what it needs to go with, maybe a shawl or a cardigan that can multitask with everything. And then I kind of work through the days and schedules in my head to see exactly what I do need. You know, if I'm just sitting by a pool, well, it's only going to be 1 swimsuit and a sarong, isn't it? Maybe a pair of flip-flops, something like that. So often, you know, in the past, I would pull out all my favourite things because I like them and I want to take them away. But then I end up putting half my stuff away because I realise that I just won't have time to wear them, no matter how much I love them. And I do the same actually with all my toiletries, and I try and decant the big sizes into smaller ones. So I'm not just carting heavy bottles away with me, only to bring them all back again. Yeah, remember that one? Now, I have also recently discovered the Total Wardrobe Care packing cubes on an Instagram live that I did with the wonderful female founder. And you know, these have really helped my packing organisation. I absolutely love them. And you will find them on their website, which is totalwardrobecare.co.uk. And they've got lots of great stuff actually for packing and general wardrobe organisation on their website. They actually even have downloadable packing lists that's free and you can just fill them in. Really helpful for a little checklist to make sure you don't forget anything or, conversely, don't overpack. And by the way, they also have the very best moth repellents that I have found genuinely to be the only thing that stops my woolies from getting munched, especially right now, which does seem to be the moth breeding season. And again, there is a Liz Loves discount for 10% on their website too. So head over and take a look at everything they've got, including those free downloadable packing lists. And you find those at totalwardrobecare.co.uk. Now, we had a question from Zoe about cellulite. And I know that many of us can feel self-conscious when we slip into swimwear, myself included. And I think it's good to mention here that 90% of women have cellulite, okay? It's normal, it's very common, and it's nothing to feel insecure about. But if it really is bothering you, I find one of the best techniques is to take up dry skin body brushing. And there's a simple tutorial on our website and on YouTube. And you'll also find on there my DIY coffee scrub. Yeah, this is just a simple hip and thigh scrub that you can make out of leftover coffee grounds, which, believe it or not, are very good for the microcirculation of the skin, also very good skin buffers, and of course, an excellent beauty recycling tip. And I've also recorded an excellent podcast episode on this topic with Kate Shapland, who is another fab female founder, a beauty brand this time called Legology. And they specialise in making very deliciously scented leg products, specifically to support lymphatic drainage, puffiness and skin tone. Well worth a look. You will find those over at legology.co.uk. So moving on, more on skin, and Bambi Deer on Instagram wanted to know which SPFs I would recommend. And yeah, I have been looking a lot at these recently. And again, we've got an excellent article on mineral-based and reef-safe sunscreens. That's kind of sunscreens that don't contain the chemicals that can damage coral reefs, over on our website. And I do here actually like the French pharmacy brands such as La Roche-Posay and Avène. And these have really good SPFs and they can be found in most pharmacies or large chemists. And of course, do always check the expiry date because sunscreen does not last forever. And if you've had it for more than 2 years, definitely it needs to be binned, I'm afraid. Even last year's might be a bit dodge, but do have a look. If it's got an expiry date on it, so much the better. But of course, the best sun protection is staying out of the sun wherever possible. You know, taking a sun hat, don't forget to pack that, or relaxing in the shade if you can, wearing long sleeve tops when out and about. I always make sure I pack a couple of those or a lightweight cardigan. And I also wear my t-shirts back to front because that better protects my upper chest. You know, one of the worst things about scoop neck tops in the summer is the fact that they don't give any coverage or sun protection of the upper chest or décolleté area, which does lead to extreme crepiness and aging over time. Well, let's pause here for a very quick ad break before I continue with tips for holiday exercise, eating, and of course, drinking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome back to your holiday Q&A. And Ali asks, so what exercises do you keep doing while you are on holiday? Well, I do keep exercising, for sure, but I do tend to keep it really simple. Just some squats while still in my bedroom. One-legged squats. Recently I started doing those. You might have seen them on my Instagram while I was away. So obviously I didn't have any weights with me because weights are, again, very heavy to pack. But if you do a one-legged squat, you are using your own body weight as resistance. And then similarly for the arms, I do some push-ups and some tricep dips. You can do those at the end of your bed, still in your pajamas, you know, so there's really no excuse. And again, you're using your own body weight for these. So they are really good for helping to maintain strength and tone and muscle mass, so important as we age. Well, I also pack a pair of trainers, of course, with the intention of going out running, which, to be fair, I do sometimes, but I am much more likely to put them on for a power walk instead, especially if I'm staying somewhere scenic. And I also pack resistance bands because these are great to use, especially for toning and stretching out the shoulders and the upper back, as well as the glutes and the thighs. And of course, being simple rubber bands, they take up absolutely no room or weight in your luggage allowance. Well, if I do have a bit more space or capacity, I might also take a pair of strap-on ankle weights. These are just useful to add a bit of weighted resistance as you walk around the place. It's a nice little bit of working out without actually trying. And for more exercise examples like this and some really handy illustrations of how to do some really good moves, you can download the e-guide, A Stronger, Slimmer You, which was written by myself and my fantastic magazine editor, Ellie Smith, under the guidance of the Lizelle Wellbeing fitness trainer and advisor, Michael Gary. And lastly, possibly most importantly, Suzanne has asked how I keep eating healthily while away from home. And again, you know, it's being aware of the carbs and the sugars. Simple things like if you're eating out, asking the waiter not to bring bread to the table before we eat. I don't know about you, but I can resist everything except temptation. And if I'm hungry and they put the bread basket down, well, that's it, game over. But if the bread basket never makes it to the table, it's a different matter. And things like not buying myself an ice cream, but I do charge my kids a bit of tax. I say, okay, I will buy you an ice cream as long as I can have a scoopful. So that way I get a bit of the taste and the flavour without so many carbs. And it's the little things like that, with a little bit of thought and planning, that can cut down on the sugars and the carbohydrates that are so easy to slip into having more of while we are on holiday. And I do try and make protein and healthy fats the first meal of any day, so much as I absolutely love a nice freshly baked French croissant, or one of those tiny little Italian mini donuts that they serve with espresso coffee. I will always opt for a boiled egg or an omelette first, even if I then go on and have something sugary afterwards. And the rationale there is that if you can have some good quality protein in your system first thing, it genuinely helps to reduce the insulin spikes. You know, those sugar spikes, the peaks and troughs that lead to the carbohydrate cravings later on in the day. And last but not least, although I do tend to drink just a bit more wine on holiday, I try not to open a bottle at lunchtime. Hard, I know. I kind of have a rule. I try and stick by it. Doesn't always work, but that's what I aim for. But I always pace myself by alternating one glass of wine with one glass of water. And if you can do this, you never get dehydrated, which is one of the key reasons why we feel so awful the morning after, especially if we're drinking wine in the sunshine, which just further dehydrates. And in terms of eating well and living well, I do take all my supplements with me to continue the home regime. And then I also buy some local live yogurt, or kefir, preferably, when I get somewhere new, to help populate my microbiome with the good local gut bugs. Now, that's really helpful when it comes to warding off tummy upsets that can literally bug us when we travel. And if you'd like to know more about the specific supplements that I travel with and why, you will find all the details on my website. Of course, lizellewellbeing.com. Now, before I go, I just wanted to read out a lovely email that we had from Suzanne, who wrote to us to say, "Hi, team. I am a 58-year-old subscriber to the magazine, and I want to congratulate you on smashing it every time by covering topics that are on my mind. It's as if you've read it and are addressing me personally. For example, a couple of issues ago, you ran an in-depth column about sciatica and prevention. Just as I was sitting on a hot water bottle feeling sorry for myself. Then yesterday I received the latest issue just days after I took these photos," and she sent some photos of her, "to my beauty therapist to demonstrate that I didn't think the skin pen needling she suggested was working on my décolletage. Well, page 24 to 27 of the May-June issue has offered me solutions I'd not even heard of before, like Profilo. Well, I researched and found a clinic close by that carries out the treatment, which I hope will help correct the mistakes of my youth." Presumably, that's exactly what I was talking about earlier, Susanna, and that is sunbathing on that upper area of our chest. And as Alice Hart Davis pointed out, she goes on to say, "Treat your neck as you would your face, something I will be banging on about to my daughters until they are sick of hearing it. Seriously, though, thank you, from a very happy subscriber." And that is from Susanna. Thank you so much for taking the time to write. We love hearing your feedback, especially when we know that we've been helpful with some of the ideas and topics that we've covered. So keep them coming. You can always email. Our address is hq@lizardwellbeing.com, or you can message us on any of the usual social media channels. And that's it for this week. I hope it's overall been a helpful whiz through some of my holiday packing strategies. And wherever or whenever you are off somewhere new, I do hope that you have a very happy and healthy time. I will be back in your ears, broadcasting from the UK, same time next week. So until then, go well. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.